This is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be here.
You know, I noticed an email that you sent around recently about a news story that you were commenting on about how criminals used a hacked email to steal a house in Australia. Can you tell us a little bit more about this bizarre story?
Yeah, this really is a strange one that it happened in Australia. An Australian man, Roger Mildenhall, had been overseas for quite a while, like more than a year. And a neighbor informed him that a house of his was on the market and was in the process of being sold. And so Mildenhall flew home immediately to stop and block the sale of his house, but found out another investment property he had was already sold. And it was worth close to $500,000. And they're investigating it now. The police believe the thieves are from Nigeria and believe that they hacked into his email account. And evidently, he had enough information in his email, stored email, for them to put together enough of what they needed to perpetrate the scam. And I don't know if it'll ever make the news how this investigation turns out. It would be interesting because there's so many things that don't add up. You know, I just don't think that a hacked email account alone is enough to perpetrate the scam. There had to have been some inside connection. I mean, it's even possible that the quote-unquote victim is in on the scam because the money from the sale of the first property went to a bank in China. So I'm not accusing this guy of being in on it. I'm just saying even that's possible. It's possible a family member, a former friend, someone cooperated, even the real estate agency. Because one of the things that Mildenhall remarked was he's filing a lawsuit, and he said that for the signature on the letter of acceptance, it wasn't even a signature. It was just like a five-year-old had written his name in block letters.
Wow. I mean, you'd think that there really wouldn't be enough in an email account. But, I mean, what could be in that email account that could have been used to perpetrate this crime?
You know, not being familiar with the laws, especially real estate processes in Australia, it's hard to say. But it's conceivable that at whatever time he was buying and selling property, he scanned in documents and stored the scanned images on his computer. That could give a hacker a fair amount of information. If he was talking about buying and selling and he kept all these emails and they actually hacked into his email account, there could be a lot of additional information, including correspondence between the victim and his real estate company.
Right. Now, I mean, this brings up a good point, though, about storing information in your email account. I mean, if people are using web-based email like a Gmail or a Hotmail or even an Outlook for that matter, I mean, should they be storing this type of information in those email accounts?
You know, it really depends on how you do it. I wouldn't recommend storing that on, you know, a Gmail or a Yahoo or something like that. That's completely out of your control. However, I do have Outlook files, PSTs. And the ones that have really sensitive information are encrypted and have a strong password. So even though I can open Outlook, even if they guessed my password to open Outlook, they would still have to know the password to get into the folder, that the file that has my more sensitive information.
Right.
But as a general rule, it's best not to have a lot of that stuff online.
Jeez. Well, no, it'll be certainly interesting to see how this story develops. Any other email tips that you can give our listeners about storing things in email or things they probably should never store in email?
You know, it's quite possible that there's a lot of convenience and a good reason to be emailing important documents. However, after you've sent the documents, then delete the email even from the sent items. So if you don't have a need really to have it on your computer, which for most real estate stuff, you don't. You've got actual physical paperwork, and you can file the papers. Delete it off your computer. If you need it in electronic form, put it on some sort of removable media, best if it's encrypted, and store it offline so that even if a hacker gets to your computer, they don't get to these kinds of important documents.
Right. way. Well, Randy, as always, good advice for our listeners. If you have any questions for Randy about email security or any other topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report.